I met Aaron at a Christmas party, end of 93. I was talking to John at the time about forming a band, and Aaron went away for a little while and showed back up around where we live in October. Ran into a friend of a friend, came over, played me a couple of songs. It's like, can we swear? Holy shit, he can sing. Because I've met so many people at parties that said they could sing, and then you get together and...
And then he felt the need to spoon me for they like said, 15 minutes afterwards.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was going to happen anyways, regardless if you could sing or not. That's the only reason I had you over. But, you know, usually the guys at Corn say they can sing sound like I can, and I'm like, dude, I could do it myself. I want to sound terrible.
Yeah, that's true.
But I actually called Johnny at the time to see if he wanted to play, and Johnny was like, no, I don't want to play music anymore. And Aaron knew And Aaron knew a bass player, so we had a different bass player for about a year, and then that didn't work out. And at that point, we called Johnny again, because Johnny was in a band that we used to all go see. I don't think Aaron did, but I know John and I used to go see Johnny play all the time.
And then Johnny jumped on the bandwagon.
Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to join the band at first, because I didn't want to do originals.
He did it.
I just wanted to play it. And make my $300 on the weekends in the bar and be done with it.
And we had news to we weren't making any money because we put it all back into the band.
So I ended up working two jobs for 2 years. I'm like, what the fuck did I do?
How it worked out, though.
Funny how it worked out.
So Johnny joined, and about a year later, we did our first record, Tormented. I remember Come Again, there was a couple songs that when we played them live, they always got a great reaction. That was one of them when we were playing the bars. I mean, as Johnny said, we started off as... Basically in 94, 95, if you wanted to play in Springfield, Mass, you had to play covers. Or you were playing opening for a cover band. You were playing opening for a cover band at like, 9 o'clock at night to the bartenders. So the first thing we did is we wrote like 4 or 5 originals and said, all right, now we got to learn some covers so we can actually get a good, a decent gig. So
the big thing was really tribute bands, like one step further than a cover band. They played one band's music all night. And
they dressed like them.
But when we were able to make the transition around the time that Tormented came out, because when we were doing the covers, we would always sell at the bars. People would always come for whatever reason. And we were able to make the transition playing originals and still selling out the same bars. And that's when it was like, oh.
Slowly.
It took a little bit, but we did it. And, people would still come to hear our songs. And Come Again was one of those songs that, seemed to be...
From back in the day.
Kind of a crowd favorite.
Yeah. You are the best storyteller. You need to tell all the stories.
That was longer than the song was, the story.
Hold me.
That was great.